Christmas is a story of love. And it's not just about loving your family or loving the season or loving the decorations or loving the giving of gifts or perhaps loving receiving those gifts. It is first and foremost about God's love. That's what we learn from John chapter 3, verse 16, which begins, "For God so loved the world that he gave his son." That's where we learn what true love is and what Christmas is all about. And God's love is not some wishy-washy, touchy-feely kind of thing. God's love was an intense, burning love. For you see, God looked down at the plight of sinful humanity. And even though he was repelled by our sin, he looked upon us with compassion. And he knew, God knew that we were living in rebellion against him and that we were utterly lost without him, but he did not give up on us or turn our back on us. Since we could not fix ourselves, God did what was necessary to bring us back into right relationship with him by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for our sins. That is the story of God's love. It is an incredible love. It is an incalculable love. It is an infinite love. God loves large. God, have you ever been to McDonald's? You order your burger or whatever, and they ask if you want to supersize it. Well, I got to tell you, God's love is supersized. That's just the way God's love is. It is always more than we could ever imagine. And God showed his love by sending his son. Jesus came as a little baby, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, born in a stable, laid in a manger, the humblest of circumstances. Jesus was born to die. You see, that was God's plan. Who could have imagined this little baby lying in a manger filled with hay, wrapped in strips of cloth, that he was sent to earth to die on a cross, to pay the price for your sins and for mine. But that is precisely why he came. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. This is love that's not merely from the mouth. This is love that's from the heart and love that leads to action. This is the way it's written in 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. Here's what John is saying. Open your eyes. Look, see how great God's love is, how massive it is that he has poured it out extravagantly, overflowing into our lives, that we who were separated from him, we who were lost in our sin, now through Jesus Christ, God's Son, now you and I can become sons and daughters of God. See how great God's love is for us. He could have rejected us. He could have turned his back on us. He could have abandoned us. But instead, he took action out of his love in order to save us and bring us into his family. Christmas is about God's large love for us, a love grand enough to send us his son to die for our sins, a love great enough that he would include us in his eternal family. God's love is a love in action. He didn't just say, "I love you." He showed it. God's love is indeed large. Heavenly Father, we want to come this morning and thank you for such a large love, a love that is utterly immeasurable, incalculable, how much you love us. It is literally indescribable. But Father, we come as recipients of that love today. For those of us who have placed our faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, you call us your sons and daughters. For those who are here this morning who have not received that love, who've not received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, Lord, we know you want to call us, call them your sons and daughters. And today you could, as they place their faith in Christ. Lord, we want to know more about your love this morning so that we can show it. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In 1 John, we read one verse. We want to pick up now. We read verse 1. We want to jump over to verses 16 through 18. It says this, "This is how we know what love is." Now, anytime you read something like that that jumps out at you, this is how we know what love is. If you want to know what love is, God is saying, okay, I'm telling you. And I'm going to make it as plain as I can possibly make it. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us love not with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. This is how we know what love is, because we see what God did for us. In that light, then we are encouraged to show that kind of love. Our love should reflect God's love. Our love should reflect God's love. You see, God didn't just love with words only. God loved with deeds. God loved with action. God loved in a powerful way. Christmas is a story of that love. And here's the good news. You and I have been called to continue to live out that story day in and day out. You and I share in that story. We're part of that story as we live out God's love before the world. Today, we begin what we're calling an Advent conspiracy. An Advent conspiracy. Advent, as we know, is that season as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the coming of Jesus Christ. A conspiracy is typically a negative word. A conspiracy is usually where a group of people are banding together, plotting to do something evil. For us, it's a little bit different. It's a group of God's children banding together to do something infinitely good. It is in many ways secretive, and yet we want to make it very public. What is the Advent conspiracy? Well, it means that during this Christmas season, we want to express the love of Christ in new and powerful ways. During this Christmas season, beginning today, we want to express the love of God in new and powerful ways. We want to make sure that no one misses the real central message of Christmas. And I want to tell you, you can put all the bumper stickers on your car you want to that says Jesus is the reason for the season. But I'm here to tell you right now that if we want people to believe that, they've got to see it. Cover your car with those bumper stickers. Wear the shirts to the mall. If they don't see it, they won't believe it. We want people to see it. We want to see this Christmas be a little different than any other Christmas we've ever experienced in our lives. We want to make sure that no one misses the message of Christmas, that no one's life is left unimpacted. We want to impact families. We want to impact communities for Jesus Christ. We want people to really know the love of God. And the only reason they're going to know that is through our lives. We want to do what God does. We want to love large. We want to love large. We want our love to be on display. Or rather, we want God's love to be on display through us. Take a look inside your bulletin, your handout this morning, and in there, you should receive something that looks like this. On this card, on the side, the white side, it reads just a little something extra to show you that God loves you. Just a little something extra to show you that God loves you. On the reverse side is just information about the church. A couple of weeks ago, I gave you puzzle pieces. Those were for you. I wanted you to keep those as a reminder that you were a unique part of what God is doing, a unique part of the body of Christ. This is not for you. This is for you to give away. This is for you to place in the hands of other people. But this is how we want to do this. We want to do this in a creative way, not just hand them a piece of paper and say, I'd like to invite you to Grace Fellowship. I want to suggest some ways that you might be able to use this card. But in doing so, I want to unleash your creativity because you see, like that puzzle piece, you are uniquely designed and gifted to do things that no one else can do and to do it in ways that no one else does it. And so we're giving you this. And let me just give you some ideas of what you could do with this. Let's say that you're in line at McDonald's or Zaxby's or Wendy's or something like that. You're in line to get your food and you come to the window. And God has given you the ability to do this and you decide, you know what, I'm not only going to pay for my food, but I'm going to pay for the person behind me. I'm just going to pay for them. Whatever they owe, let me pay for it. It might be $5, maybe $12. You have no idea. So you want to make sure you got the money before you try this, okay? You don't want to look silly. But pay for the person's meal behind them. Then take this card and hand it to the lady or the guy at the drive-thru window and say, when you give them their meal, just give them this card. And then you drive off. Don't sit there and wait for them to knock on the door and say, oh, thank you so much for the meal. Don't do that. Just give it to them. And just drive off. Or perhaps you decide you're going to the Waffle House for lunch one day or breakfast one day, and you're in the Waffle House, and God has blessed you and given you the ability to leave an extra big tip. Then when you leave that tip, leave it with this card. Now, if you're only going to leave 50 cents, please keep the card. Because you're actually trying to show them what we've read about this morning, which is how big God's love is. And so you want to do something that's actually going to make an impact rather than turn them off. But you say, Pastor, it sounds really good, but you know, I don't have an extra $20 to leave for a tip. I don't have the $5, $10, $12 that might pay for the meal of the people behind me. Besides, they could be big eaters. They're driving a Suburban. I may be in trouble. What could I do? I don't have that kind of money. Well, perhaps you live in a neighborhood where there's an elderly couple or a widow, a widower there whose yard is now covered with leaves. You could get up one morning, go over there and rake their yard. Or perhaps you have someone that does your yard. You could say, listen, this time around, could you do theirs instead of mine? And just when you're done, leave them this card. You don't have to even tell them who sent them. Just leave this car. Or maybe you've got firewood and you know you've got some neighbors down the street who are struggling a little bit with their being able to heat their home. And maybe you could just take them a pickup truck or half a pickup truck load of firewood to say, hey, and just leave the card with it. Or maybe that's just too big for you. Maybe you need something smaller. Just baking a pie. Or a few cookies and put them on a plate with this card attached to it and just say, hey, listen, just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, let you know somebody loves you. Now, I'm just trying to whet your appetite. I'm trying to stir your juices a little bit to get you to think creatively about how you can use this to show your love. Now, here's the good news. I will print as many of these as you're willing to use. It will be a great investment. Because here's what I would like to see. I would like to see our church family impacting our community by doing these small acts of love towards people that we encounter. And again, I promise you, I'll print as many of these as you want because it will be the best investment we've ever made because what we'll be doing is showing God's love to other people. Now, I want to let you know up front, I did not come up with this on my own. Yes, I am super intelligent, but not that smart. Actually, my daughter Jackie and I were talking on the phone last week, and she said, hey, I want to tell you what they did at our church here in Birmingham, which is something very, very similar to this. And in it, where are you, Jackie? If I get this wrong, will you correct me? Well, you're my daughter. Of course, you'll correct me. I don't know that we'll ever hear a story like this, but this is the story that they told from having done this previously. There's a situation at a drive-thru where a person paid for the meal behind them and left this card. That person contacted the church afterwards who'd gotten that meal and gotten that card and said, I want to let you know that that was going to be my last meal before I went home and killed myself. And I want to let you know that that little card that told me that God loved me and showed me by paying for that meal is the reason I'm here today. Now, I have, is that right? Pretty close? Okay, good. I have no inkling that we're going to get anything quite like that back from this. We may not hear anything back from it at all, but quite frankly, I don't care. All I want to do is to be able to give you a tool to put in your hands to glorify Christ and to draw people to his body, because we not only want to tell people that God loves them, we want to give them a way to understand what that love is, to draw them to the body. And so that's the reason the church name is on here, so that they can somehow connect with the body once they understand this truth that God loves them and that someone cared enough about them to do something for them. We want to be able to show them how they can connect and learn more about that love. And so that's why this information is on here, because this is what God's word tells us: to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You remember what the angel said when they appeared to the shepherds? Glory to God in the highest heaven. That's what we want to do. We want to bring glory to God in the highest heaven as we take these cards and we do these deeds and we show people how much God loves them. Folks, I want this Christmas, I want us to take Christmas back. It's belonged to the commercial world far too long. It is time for you and I to take Christmas back. Now, that does not mean that you don't put up a tree or put up your decorations. By all means, do that. Decorate your home, but don't forget there's a world outside your home that is in desperate need of the love of God that was shown in Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean that you don't exchange gifts this Christmas, but perhaps for your family it might mean that you spend a little less on those gifts and that you find a way to show the love of God with the extra that you have. You do something you haven't done before. Maybe you meet a neighbor's need or heat a neighbor's home or feed a neighbor's child or in some way to show that person in your neighborhood that God loves them. It doesn't mean that you won't have those family gatherings and a big meal and that nap that inevitably takes place afterwards. But it might mean that this Christmas you take a meal to someone, or that perhaps you invite someone to your home to share a meal with you, to let them know just how much God loves them and how that love's a tangible, real kind of love. Do you know that Americans spend $450 billion on Christmas each year? Gifts, wrapping paper, $10 million in wrapping paper alone. Wrapping paper, trees, lights, all those things, $450 billion. Now just imagine if a little bit of that was taken and used for the cause of Christ's kingdom and to show the love of God to your community, what kind of difference that would make. Far too often we give gifts that end up shoved in a closet. Far too often we give gifts that are appreciated for about 5 minutes. Far too often, and folks, we do this in our own family. Far too often we're exchanging gift cards. Here's a $20 gift card to Lowe's. Here's a $20 gift card to Barnes & Noble. And we're just swapping them out. Well, shoot, we could have just kept our money. Or we could say, you know what? Let's, as a family, choose to do something different this year. Let's, as a family, instead of swapping out these gifts that perhaps we really don't need, maybe we could do something for missions. Maybe we could do something for someone in our community. Maybe we could put that money in to help provide drinking water in a third world country. Maybe we could do something at the school with one of the classes, you know, third or fourth graders or something. maybe there's a different way to do Christmas than the way we're told we're supposed to do Christmas. Maybe there is a way that we can not only receive the love of God this Christmas, but show the love of God this Christmas. Maybe it can be a little different. I remember when I was, my first role as a minister in ministry was to be a youth pastor at a small church in Fort Worth, Texas. And I remember telling this group then something that I have repeated very often, and it is this: you have to be different if you want to make a difference. If you're just like everybody else, you're in the same flow with them, you will never make a difference in this world. If you want to make a difference, you have to be different. Your life has to be lived at a different level. You have to live to a different standard. You have to not only say I love you to a world that's in desperate need of love, but you have to show that love. And so, folks, what I'm doing is I'm inviting you to do something. I'm inviting you to join an Advent conspiracy. And I want to tell you, I believe with all my heart that God is in this. Because last week, I was talking with another pastor in our community, Lee Ross at Lakeside. The Lord's leading them to do the exact same thing. Now, I don't know if they're doing cards. I don't know what they're doing. But I do know this, that they also are trying to be a blessing this Christmas season, to make a difference this Christmas season, to have a more simple Christmas, and yet one that's makes a difference instead of makes us poorer. I want us as believers just to be on constant alert that we don't get swept up in the same tidal wave of consumerism that sweeps up so many. I don't want to feel like after Christmas that I've been on a hamster wheel running 100 miles an hour getting nowhere. You ever felt like that? Why? Why does it have to be like that? Next October, I don't want to be paying off credit cards for debts that I ran up this December in order to buy stuff. This Christmas can be different. Your Christmas can be different. And if it is different, it may make a difference in your family's life and in the lives of those in your community. Love large. Love loud. Love extravagantly. Love so that the world will know that God really does love them. Will you join me? Will you be a part of an Advent conspiracy? Will you be a part of bringing glory to God by showing His love in a broken world?